This is Al Simpson. OSHA is looking to buckle down hard on small businesses with a newly proposed seatbelt rule. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, OSHA will soon announce a new rule to require all employees to wear seatbelts when driving on the job. So what's the big deal? Aha! The new rule will also make employers liable if employees are caught without their seatbelts buckled up and forces employers to have driver safety training programs. Ted, all businessmen and women have enough problems today without having to add babysitter and driver education instructor to their job descriptions. When do these bumbling bureaucrats figure out that state governments already have the ability to regulate these driver safety programs? Ted, thanks to reg-crazy liberals like you in the Senate, this rule has new life. It must be pretty lonely for you as being part of the 15% of folks who think we need more regulations to strap on our businesses.
Wrong again, Al. That regulation's been issued by the Bush administration, not by the Democrats. It was originally proposed by Secretary of Labor Elizabeth Dole in the Reagan administration. She proposed it because vehicle accidents are the largest single cause of occupational fatalities. They account for a third of all deaths on the job and cost the country nearly $20 billion a year. A large part of that cost is paid by business, Al. It's a federal issue, Al. You can't leave it to the states. 14 states don't have seatbelt laws. Frankly, the new rule doesn't go far enough. It should also require corporate auto fleets to be inspected and have adequate maintenance before using the roads, and have seatbelts available and functioning. Enforcing the seatbelt requirement is a small price to pay, Al, for all the lives spared, costs saved, and serious injuries avoided. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's veto of the tax and urban aid bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.